بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the basics, and in the basics is the kalima tayyiba, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. And as I said, the haqq of the kalima, the ikhlas of the kalima, yesterday we spoke about that, which is that it keeps us away from haram. And to believe in the kalima means to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in everything that he ordered. To go into a little more detail, the kalima is called kalima tawheed because this is what it establishes. This deen of Islam is based on the fundamental principle that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who fulfills any need except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who can help or harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La nafi wa la dharra illa Allah. There is no naf'a, there is no benefit, and there is no darar, there is no harm except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in the universe is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partners, without any helpers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, he is the originator, he is the sustainer, he is the maintainer of everything in creation that we know and that we do not know. This is the basic fundamental of Tawheed. When we teach Tawheed, we teach it in three parts. We say Tawheed al-Uluhiyat, Tawheed al-Rububiyat, and Tawheed Asma wa Sifat. We don't need to go into all those details now. The simple and most critical thing to understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partners in anything related to him. He has no partners in his dhat. That is, Allah is alone. He is wahidul ahadul samadul ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufwan ahad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone, he has no partners, he has no relatives, he has no sons and daughters, he has no parents, he has no resemblance to anything in creation. لَيْثَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He said about himself that Allah is unlike anything in creation. Which means that to ascribe any qualities that are the qualities of creatures, to ascribe these qualities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk. For example, to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in 6 days, on the seventh day he rested because he was tired. This is the Christian aqidah. This is shirk in Islam. This is haram. This is, if you believe that, you are exited from Islam. It is as simple as that. So to ascribe any qualities of humans or of planets or of the rivers or suns or whatever, anything in creation, to ascribe those qualities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amounts to shirk. And that is why even when we give examples, even when we say something to explain some things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be very careful. And it's a good thing to say, ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, Allah is over and above. The mithal is above the example, and the example is being given only to illustrate. It is a good thing to say that as a precaution, because Allah is not like anything at all in creation. Now, in some things we mention, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his slave, and Allah's love is 70 times the love of the mother of the person. We have said this many times, it's from the hadith. But when we say love of the mother, this is only a way of illustrating. We do not understand the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah loves his creatures, we don't understand that. So to understand this, that Tawheed is not to join partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his self, in his dhat. To not join partners in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his sifat. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami', Allah listens, hears, basir, Allah sees, alimum bidati sudur, Allah knows what's in the hearts. The way in which Allah sees, first of all, we don't understand the exact way in which Allah sees. What we do know is that Allah sees in a way which is completely and totally different from the way we see. For example, we can only see something which we are looking at. I cannot see something behind my back. If I want to see something which is behind my back, I have to turn around. So then the thing is no longer behind my back, it's in front of my face. Similarly, we can only hear certain sounds which are which have that particular pitch. We cannot hear sound which is of a very high pitch or of a very low pitch. Right? Elephants, for example, communicate in sounds which are very low frequency, and that sound travels for over 100 miles or more. But we can't hear this sound. The animals are communicating in that frequency of sound, we can't hear it. Whales communicate across oceans, we cannot hear that. So our hearing is restricted to a particular frequency band. We only hear sound in that frequency. So similarly, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hearing, Allah only knows what exactly that is, but we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his hearing is. So we use these terms, hearing, seeing and so on, because Allah used those terms. Not because we have invented those terms, but Allah used those terms, so therefore we do not give the misal of this. We do not say Allah's hearing is like my hearing or something like this. So to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give him the qualities of the creatures, to resemble Allah with the creatures, this is haram, this is shirk. Similarly, to give the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creatures, this is also shirk and this is also haram. To say about somebody that this person has knowledge of the ghaib, this person knows what is going to happen in the future. To say that this person has knowledge of the unseen, of the unperceivable. To say that this person can be in different places simultaneously. The person is here, he is also in Delhi, he is also in Ahmedabad, he is also somewhere else in New York. To say this about a person, this is shirk and this is haram. To say that a person can change your future, a person can give you something which Allah has not given you, to say all of these things or to imply all of these things, all of this is haram, all of this is shirk. To say this about somebody who has passed away, somebody who has died, somebody who, you go to some qabr, you go to somebody's mazar and you make dua and you say, please give me this, give me that. You even say in the dua, please make dua to Allah to give me this or that. All of this is open shirk. All of this is haram. If a person believes that and does it, then this person has exited Islam. If the person is just doing it without believing in it, then he is just exhibiting the qualities of a jahil. He must learn knowledge. Only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is happening simultaneously in all places. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be in multiple places in a way that suits His majesty and grace. We don't know what that exact way is. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He is very close to the person who is dying, but you cannot see. What exactly that means, we don't know. This is what Allah has said, so we believe in that. Allah said, He's closer to the slave than his own jugular vein. Exactly how, what does that mean? We don't know. The aqidah of Tawheed is that what we don't know in these cases, we believe in what Allah told us, bila kaif. We don't ask how. Allah said, summa istawa ala al-arsh. Allah had made istawa on the arsh. We don't ask how. When you say Allah is on the arsh, what is the meaning of on? We don't ask because Allah has not told us. Is Allah on the arsh? Yes, Allah is on the arsh. What is the nature of this? Is He standing, sitting, lying down? We don't know. Because Allah is not like us. Allah is not a human being. So we don't know whether even the term stand, sit, lie down apply to Allah at all in the first place. So therefore, it is part of Tawheed to understand this and not to speculate and not to philosophize and not to create some kind of falsafa around this. So to ascribe any of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to cause benefit or harm, you are asking a person living or dead, I mean especially dead, if you are asking a person who is dead to say protect me from this, save me from this, all of these things are open shirk and all of these things are haram. If a person does that with that belief, then that person has committed shirk and that person has exited Islam. If the person is doing it without belief, he is doing it as a matter of this is what was done every time, then this is still something which is sinful and which is a sign of jahalat, a sign of ignorance, and the person must be corrected. Anything to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. Allah can change conditions, only Allah can change conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannah and Jahannam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will decide who goes to Jannah, Allah will decide who goes to Jahannam. Even to say this about somebody is prohibited. A person died, one of the Ansar Sahaba who was living with his, one of the Muhajir Sahaba who was living with his Ansar brother from Medina, he passed away. The wife of the Ansar Sahabi, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went there to their house, so this lady, she said, Ya Rasulullah, surely this man was a Jannati. Surely this man will be in Jannah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are you getting wahi? Did Allah tell you this, that this man will be in Jannah? He said, make dua and say, may Allah grant him Jannah. You have no right to say that this man will be in Jannah. Now imagine, this is what the Nabi alayhi salam is saying to this lady. Now she said it out of good intention. It's not that she was. But the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is correcting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing the tarbiyah of whoever is there and our tarbiyah till today and onwards. He is saying that even to say about somebody, this person will be in Jannah, this person will be in Jahannam, this is not your job. You have not been sent for that. You don't know that. So don't speak without knowledge. To say about Allah without knowledge, this is the ultimate sin. This is the worst of the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this specifically in the Quran. Allah said that these are people who commit sins in the ways which are hidden and also alaniya, and they say about Allah that which they have no knowledge about. So to say something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge, this becomes shirk, and this is something which is prohibited. So tawheed, we have to understand, because without tawheed, if we make shirk, the only thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised not to forgive is shirk. So if a person dies on shirk, then that person is surely in Jahannam. There is no doubt about this. Until a person is dead, you cannot say that, because this person may have sought forgiveness, and a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. But if a person has died on shirk, khalas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah does, nobody else can do, including, for example, forgiving somebody, including giving hidayah to somebody. The most, the many examples in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the relatives of Anbiya alayhimus salam who died on shirk. One of the most powerful examples is Abu Talib, who died on shirk. He announced, I am dying on the religion of my forefathers. Even though Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting next to him, and he kept on telling him, accept Islam, say ashadu la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, I will make shafaat for you. He said, no, I am dying on the religion of my forefathers. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah said, you cannot give hidayah to whoever you want, but Allah will give hidayah to whoever he likes. So the thing here is, it's not this ayat is comforting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say that don't worry, don't feel sad that he died without hidayah. Hidayah is not been given to you. Allah will give hidayah to whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees ikhlas in the heart. Yeah, it's not random. Allah is not arbitrarily giving something. He is giving hidayah to those who really want hidayah. So there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being comforted and saying, don't feel sad. He died because this is how he was. So he was not given hidayat because he really didn't want hidayat. If he wanted hidayat, Allah would have given him hidayat. So you don't feel sad about this. So this is the ayat is to comfort Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But also it shows us that even hidayat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not given this to say you can give hidayat to whoever you like. So to ascribe any quality of any creature in creation to Allah is shirk. To ascribe Allah's quality to anyone or anything in creation is shirk. To ask help from anyone other than Allah is shirk. Anybody, whoever, whether it's a Nabi, whether it's a non-Nabi, whether it's a Sahabi, to ask help from anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk. If you are asking help, ask only from Allah. To worship anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever it is shirk. To make a sujood to anyone other than Allah is shirk. To make dua to anyone other than Allah is shirk. To ask anybody who is dead, whoever it is, including Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ask him is shirk. Including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I don't have to give you now a list of all the others to whom you should not ask, because if you cannot ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you obviously cannot ask anybody else. To ask anybody who has died to give you this or that, or to do this or that, to make dua this and dua that, all of this is open shirk. Please stay far away from this. And if you see anybody doing that in a nice way, advise them. If they listen to you, alhamdulillah. If they don't listen to you, you have done your job and your responsibility is over. But please don't do that. Because shirk is one thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He will not forgive. Yeah? In the Quran there are several ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will not forgive shirk. And that means, if a person dies on shirk, while the person is alive, obviously doors of tawbah are open. Anybody can make tawbah. We should all make tawbah. We do make tawbah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from shirk of any kind, whether it is shirk khafi, whether it is shirk jari. Shirk khafi, shirk which is hidden, is the shirk of the niyyah. Is riya, is shirk. To do something with the intention of showing off to others, especially matters of ibadah, is shirk. To give precedence to our desires over the hukum of Allah is shirk. Allah mentioned this in the Quran. In the Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly mentioned this. And Allah said, have you not seen those? Ilahahu hawa, who have made their hawa, their desires, ilah. They are worshipping their desires. So to give precedence to desires over the hukum of Allah, this is shirk. So we need to avoid all kinds of shirk, whether it is shirk of the greater shirk or a lesser shirk. That's not the issue. The issue is we should not do any shirk at all, because we are muwahideen, insha'Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on tawheed and to take us in a state of tawheed. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.